This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 43 past the hour. Wednesday morning, IU Health Ball Hospital in Muncie was crammed full of patients, a third of whom have COVID-19. The president of IU Health Ball Hospital, as well as IU Health J and Blackford Hospitals, Dr. Jeff Bird, says IU Health Ball is full beyond regular capacity, but functioning. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is hammering the unvaccinated. I spoke with Dr. Bird yesterday morning. He says, without question, the next COVID surge is here.
Stan, unfortunately for you and I and your listeners, we are well advanced into this next surge that everyone's hearing about. Today, Wednesday, December 8th, we have 86 confirmed COVID patients who are inpatients at Ball Hospital. We also have another 18 COVID positive patients at our two hospitals, IU Health Blackford and IU Health J, which are basically as high in numbers. We did get into the 90s one time for a couple days last winter. So we are approaching our all-time high again, which is not a place that I want to be. We have 23 patients this morning with COVID in our intensive care unit. All but one of them are unvaccinated. So we are in a terrible spot.
What's the overall patient census today at IU Health Ball?
2 months ago, I would have told you on our busiest day, we would have had 232 beds for adults with medical and surgical problems that we were caring for. Today, we've opened up every possible room that we have, including our surgery admission area, our surgery recover area, areas in our cardiac cath lab, in our interventional radiology areas, so that we now have a capacity of 262 inpatient beds. So we've increased in the last few weeks 30 more beds. And despite that, every bed is full every minute of every day. And in general, we're holding 20 or 30 patients who need an inpatient bed every morning in our emergency department.
With that kind of queue, is your staff doing any elective procedures at all?
We've had to make the difficult decision again over the last 2 weeks to cancel every one of our elective surgeries, to delay them. So we are only doing emergency and urgent surgery. So we'll get all those cases done. We'll get those cases done when we get through this current COVID surge.
Are people waiting in the parking lot? We heard that a few days ago. Is that accurate?
If you come in our emergency department, you're going to get seen and triaged immediately. I mean, immediately. If you come in with a sore throat and a temperature of 100, you know, you're going to have to wait your turn because we're going to have people who are sicker who will take precedence over you. And that's an unfortunate situation. So I implore the listeners, always check with your primary care doctor first. And if you truly need emergency care, we're going to take great care of you. So I think it's inaccurate to say people are waiting in the, in the parking lot. Just like always, we're trying to restrict the number of people that we have in our hospital. So if you brought your family with you to the emergency department, we're going to allow somebody to stay with you and under certain circumstances, a couple people to stay with you, but the other visitors might have to go back out to the car. No patients are waiting in the parking lot.
Have you had to transfer patients out? And if so, have you had to transfer any outside of the IU system?
We have had to go on what's called critical care diversion. And what that means is every bed in our intensive care units are full. So from some of the outlying institutions that would like to send a critical care patient to us, we are not able to take those patients in transfer. For our prime areas, Delaware, Blackford, and Jay County, if you call the ambulance because you're critically ill, you will get transported to Ball and you will get taken great care of. During the pandemic, I mean, we've had patients who have transferred to Ball from Ohio, Gary, Lagoudi, you know, so because all across the state, there are large referral hospitals that have been on critical care diversion, including at times the big hospitals in Indianapolis.
Are you able to test for the Omicron variant or the Delta variant?
Yeah. So what we know in Indiana right now, and certainly what we're seeing is still Delta variant COVID infections. We know Omicron's going to come. Nobody knows yet what Omicron is going to look like. I get updates every day, and the speculation changes every day. Omicron is clearly in the United States, but it's not been a major challenge for us in East Central Indiana yet. Will it become one? Don't know, but we'll be ready for it if indeed it becomes the predominant strain of the coronavirus that we see.
I'm going to ask you a hypothetical question here, if I might. Let's say that one of your nurses comes down with COVID by whatever means, and they are, of course, in the IU Health system. But if you're completely full at IU Health Ball and the hospitals such as Methodist Hospital to which you would transfer if you did not have the capacity, would their insurance cover them if they have to go outside of the system?
Yeah, certainly under those extraordinary circumstances, it would. And it's happening for us every day. Stan, we've got more internal people here who are off because, you know, you can still get a COVID infection even if you're fully vaccinated. So, we try not to use insurance as our primary driver of what happens. We're going to give you great care no matter what. And if we're not able to do it, we're going to find someplace that can. So though we have the staff we need to take care of this extraordinary number of patients we have, it's an ongoing challenge for us, too, because we do have our own team who have tested positive, and we do have healthcare workers who need to be home taking care of family members. So I can continue to implore people. The best thing to do, as always, is to get vaccinated.
Around half the eligible population of Delaware County is not vaccinated. Does that fact drive you up a wall?
Now, Stan, I sound like a broken record here. I've been on your show multiple times. We've been vaccinating people for a year now. Have you heard any scientist say there's any reason now, after a year, after millions and millions and millions of doses of vaccine, that we found something that you might have been afraid about, that you might have, as a consumer, been leery to get the vaccine? It just hasn't happened. It's the safest, most effective vaccine that we've ever gotten. Get the vaccine. If you've been part of the wait and see crowd, now's the time to get vaccinated. And there are many, many places, including multiple IU Health places and other healthcare providers, who can get you the vaccine. We're still having multiple clinics. We'd love for you to sign up and have a reservation, but if you just want to walk in, we're going to get you vaccinated.
All right. Well, Dr. Jeff Bird, president of IU Health Ball, IU Health J, and IU Health Blackford, thank you for your time, and I guess it's now back to the front line for you.
It is, and I will continue to ask your listeners to keep healthcare workers and healthcare teams in their thoughts and prayers, and if you see one at a safe social distance with your mask on, thank them.